Postgame Central is brought to you by Papa John's.
I think you saw it. I mean, it was evident out there. Those guys, from the first snap to the last snap, they didn't give up. They played mistake-free football, focused football, and we executed on all three phases throughout the game. So, can't say enough about them. After the game, I felt like I really didn't play that much. Didn't really get hit a lot. Made a few throws. Watched Jordan run around like crazy. Offensive line, they fought tooth and nail. So those games, it makes it fun.
I think it was more fun just to watch my teammates and see how hard they played and how well they played. With one win coming into this one, they had a lot of outside noise. I mean, that's kind of how it goes if you're losing games. But the locker room in there has got a bunch of really talented football players and a really, really great high character guys. And I think that showed throughout the week and tonight. It was about inspiration, actually. And everyone in there is from different backgrounds and different cultures and societies and family life and schools and, whatever it takes to find that inspiration, because motivation usually wears off at some point during the game. And those guys played inspired football, so it was fun to be a part of.
Where do you draw yours from?
Very personal. That's a great question. A lot of different things. My teammates, my family, my children, my wife. It's 11 years of this, and to be a part of a locker room like that and a game like that is always fun. I think we were just throwing a lot of stuff at them. The keeper game. We have some hurry up. We were spreading them out. We were protecting the pocket. They're very multiple, especially on third down. They're going to throw a lot of stuff at you. And guys made some plays for me, too. Al up the sideline, Jordan on the pitch. Guys are making plays left and right.